Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is the most Frog Squatch.
You are listening to Voyage 35 Radio. Enjoy the music.
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prog Land. This is Big Tony the Prog Squatch coming at you one more time. This time we've got episode 231. It's another variety show for you. And I want to welcome all my friends out there on Progzilla Radio, on Prog Positivity, and on Voyage 35 Radio. And for those of you who like to get it as a podcast from Hipcast and iTunes, well, hello and thanks for coming along for the ride once again. Like I said, this is another variety show, and I'm not going to waste a lot of time because I've got a lot of music to fit into this this episode. So first off, I'm going to start things with Io Earth. You guys might recall, if you've been listening to Prog Watch for a while, that we featured Io Earth back on episode 218, and Dave Luttig and I had some really nice things to say about them. We were really impressed. They've got some really sophisticated different sounding stuff, you know, that's just brings in a lot of different influences. So they put out a new album this year. It's called New World. It was released 2015, and I'm going to play a song from it called Insomnia. Thank you. Once again, that was Insomnia by Io Earth from their New World album released this year. So, Dave Cureton, Adam Goff, and Linda Odinson and the gang take you on a pretty wicked ride on that one, huh? It's real brooding and a little bit dissonant in the beginning, and then it starts taking off when Linda starts to sing, and the intensity builds. We get choirs. There's a lot of surprises. There's an interesting, almost jazzy sound and sax section in there, and then a heavy metal assault later on with chunking guitars and double bass drums. It had a little bit of everything, didn't it? But, once again, that was Io Earth from their New World album. I want to move things along here and feature something by The Tangent. The Tangent goes back quite a few years, and they have quite a few albums to their credit at this point. Originally, Reiner Stolt was involved, and so was Guy Manning. But Andy Tillison ended up being the guy who was pretty much, you know, last man standing, I guess, or whatever. It turned into kind of his baby. They put out an album early. It was late last year, actually, 2014, called A Spark in the Ether, The Music That Died Alone, Volume 2. And it's, I guess, a continuation. The concept is a continuation of their first album, which was called The Music That Died Alone. Anyway, the song I'm going to play from the album is called Cod Pieces and Capes. And again, it's from A Spark in the Ether, The Music That Died Alone, Volume 2 by The Tangent.
A reaction to the self-indulgent, overblown, and pretentious groups of the 1970s.
Of despondency. Who follow you?
Once again, that was Cod Pieces and Capes by The Tangent from their A Spark in the Ether album, The Music That Died Alone, Volume 2. That's a mouthful, isn't it? But it's a great album, and wasn't this a great ride? 12-plus minutes, prog epic, dealing with a little bit of the history of prog. How it seems like they're talking about how some of the 70s bands were really slagged by the press and considered pretentious, but, you know, adored by the fans. Even like he had a line in there, you know, something about if Neil could find God, what's in it for me? A little tip of the hat to Neil Morse there. But anyway, you know, it had all kinds of different things going on in there. Obviously, you know, intense keyboard sections, crazy riffs. You had flute, you know, sometimes it felt like a Yes song, sometimes like maybe an Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Sometimes with the flute, maybe even a little bit of Jethro Tull feel there. But it was definitely an interesting ride and a fun ride. And I love the title, Cod Pieces and Capes. I mean, that's awesome. I also want to give out a little shout-out to Andy Tillison, my fellow presenter at Progzilla. Had a few health issues recently, and I just want to say speedy recovery, mate. I'm going to move things along with a band called Built for the Future. Now, this is their debut album called Chasing Light. And my friend Martin over at Prog Radar, Martin Hutchinson, I'll give you a little bit of his synopsis. The debut album from this San Antonio, Texas band is quite a cornucopia of styles and works well across a diverse selection of songs. Classic progressive sounds combine with melodic songwriting and deliver music that really wants you to dig deeper and explore further. I agree 100%, Martin. This is another good one that you tipped me off to. Once again, it's called Built for the Future is the name of the band. The name of the album, Chasing Light. And the song I'm going to play is Radio Waves.
Yeah. answers. You won't rest till you find peace of mind.
Once again, that was Radio Waves by the band Built for the Future from their album Chasing Light, just released this year. And the band mainly consists of Patrick Farrell playing most of the instruments and Kenny Bissett doing the lead vocals with a few guest guitarists and a guest cello, violin, and viola player. But I have to agree with Martin, this is a really nice debut effort, and from the liner notes, it kind of hints that this is the beginning of a larger overreaching concept of a protagonist who is seeking to change the world, change life and change the world by finding the light. You know, it's got a positive kind of feel to it, you know, seeking a better world, which is a great idea. I'm getting corny. But anyway, once again, Built for the Future, check it out. Good band.
Voyage 35 Radio. Modern progressive rock tunes.
I'd like to move things along here with something from Karnataka. Karnataka, they've kind of evolved as a prog folk kind of thing with a bit of a Celtic flair, and they try to blend that kind of Celtic music thing with some more melodic progressive rock. They formed in the 90s and have five studio albums to their credit. Their latest was released this year. It's called Secrets of Angels, and the track I'm going to play is The Road to Cairo.
Thank you.
Once again, that was The Road to Cairo by Karnataka from their Secrets of Angels album released this year. What can I say? This band's been through a few vocalists, and this was their first album since 2010, so I didn't really know what to expect, but I thought it was a really solid effort. And this song in particular is really majestic. It's got that Middle Eastern tinge to it. There's great melodies and great harmonies going on, and it's kind of, driving rock and roll kind of thing. Yeah, the album is also in the same kind of vein. Again, you're going to have some kind of, I think they've kind of moved away from some of the folkier stuff, but it's definitely a nice progressive album with some great female vocals, you know, throughout. So check it out if you get a chance. It's Karnataka. The album was Secrets of Angels. Now I'm going to move on to play something from Arena. Now, Arena's been around for a long time, and they feature John Mitchell on guitars and Clive Nolan on keyboards. John has just, he's been all over the place in It Bites, Arena, Kino, Frost, and recently he had a great project called Lonely Robot, which I thought it was fantastic. And Clive, he's been kicking around this band. He's also worked with Oliver Wakeman, done some concept albums with Oliver. Currently in the band, we have Paul Manzi on vocals, Kylan Amos on bass, and Mick Pointer, who was the original drummer for Marillion, playing the skins. But I'm going to go ahead and play something from their latest album here. It's called, the album is entitled The Unquiet Sky. It was released this year. And the name of this song is The Bishop of Lufford.
Thank you.
Could it be my creatures are escaping from the screen? But surely these are images, they cannot cross this line. But these are merely shadows from the corners of your mind.
Once again, that was The Bishop of Lufford by Arena from The Unquiet Sky. This had basically the whole album is based on, it's inspired by a story called Casting the Runes by M.R. James. So it's got a lot of this kind of gothic, ghostly kind of things going on, which I think this track captured that feel pretty well in places. You also have some really, you know, kicking it, you know, hard rock sections, symphonic sounding, very large and lush. I thought this was a great ride, a great track. Arena's always been a band I greatly admired, and I was glad to be able to feature some on this show. And in fact, when I was looking at the you know, resume, if you will, of John Mitchell, I got an idea for another kind of variety show that would actually be like kind of a themed variety show. I think I'm going to do it down the road somewhere. I'm going to feature songs from all of John's different solo projects, you know, in bands that he's been a member of, you know, including It Bites, Arena, Kino, Frost, and Lonely Robot. I think that would be, there's just such a wealth of great material there. It would make for a great show, I think. So look for that coming down the road somewhere, a John Mitchell feature. Anyway, that's going to bring me to the end of the line here, and I'm going to stick with a concept I introduced last episode, the Classic Corner. I think I'm going to do this pretty much on every show. Feature at least one really great classic blast from the past to finish off the show. This week, I selected Emerson, Lake & Palmer. The Endless Enigma Suite, I'm calling it, because actually on the album, it's three pieces. It's The Endless Enigma Part 1, Fugue, and Endless Enigma Part 2. I'm playing them all together as they're kind of one thematic trilogy, and they are actually featured on the trilogy album from 1972. So here we go, The Endless Enigma Suite by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Thank you.
Why do you think I believe what?
And once again, that classic was entitled The Endless Enigma Suite. Well, that's what I'm calling it. It's actually three pieces from that kick off the album trilogy from 1972 by Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And this has always been one of my favorite pieces. And I don't think it gets a lot of credit, maybe because they never really played it much live. But this is also one of my favorite Emerson, Lake & Palmer albums that I think is a little bit overlooked. But definitely has some great material on it. So if any of you younger fans haven't checked out that album, I would suggest that you go and do so. Trilogy, it's an important album in the history of progressive rock music. Anyway, that's going to wrap things up, I think. So once again, if you like the show, you like what I'm doing here, you can always follow me. I have a Facebook page, Prog-Watch. I've also got a Twitter account, at ProgSquatch, ProgSquatch. And I guess I'm going to just say prog on, brothers and sisters. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for coming along for the ride.